Luba County School Board Regular Meeting Tuesday, June 8, 2021, 5:30 p.m. begin. We're going to open with prayer and the pledge. Prayer by Mr. Petty, pledge by Mr. Singletary.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, God, for an opportunity to come out here and take care of our school business tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the good school year, Father. It was a challenging year, but we thank you, God, that the season is over. And God, we pray, Lord, in all the preparation for next year, pray you bless all of our district staff and all those that will be teaching summer school, Father. We pray you be with those teachers, those students, Father, that need that extra boost, Father. We pray for them. Pray, God, that they'd get what they need. So, Father, in all the preparations, Father, we pray for your guidance and discernment in our lives and our hearts, Father, as we plan. Father, we ask you to direct our steps. We pray that we'd have a great meeting tonight. Keep us in one accord. And pray, Lord, that you continue to keep us healthy and free from COVID. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next item, number two, recognition presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Tonight I've asked the sheriff to come. He wanted to come spend a little time with us. We've been very blessed by his staff, him and his staff coming in and helping us. They communicate with our school leadership once a week. We talk. They don't hesitate to come in and meet when they've got concerns, and they've opened their office up to me. We want to have a good working relationship. The sheriff has shared some things with me, and as superintendent, I just feel like you need to know. And I would like to ask him to come and share some things on his heart that I believe we need to hear tonight. So, Sheriff, I'll turn it over to you.
First of all, I'd like to thank Superintendent Kyle Petty for allowing me to come before you, the board members of the school system, to discuss something that has always been on my mind for a long time. And one of the things that we're going to ask, the Liberty County Sheriff's Office is going to ask each of you in any of these who are in attendance is to look for those individuals who you see makes a difference in someone or people's lives and bring those to us so we can recognize them for all of the labors that they do to try to better our community but also better the people that are around them. And so, you know, when I started thinking of this, it brought to mind one person. Doobie Hayes. I've heard Doobie say on so many occasions when somebody would ask him, he'd say, if I can do it, I will be there to help you. He says, as long as I don't have something I'm already obligated to, he says, I don't mind helping you. He said that over and over and over again. And so on behalf of the Liberty County Sheriff's Office, we'd like to have Mr. Doobie Hayes come forward and recognize him with a plaque. As all of you know, who's worked with Doobie for so many years, he has dedicated himself to Liberty County.
That's right.
I mean, it doesn't matter who it is that they call and say, hey, look, I know you're cooking something this weekend. Can you, if I bring a Boston bucket, will you put it on the grill and cook it for me? And he'd say, yeah, bring it on down here. He says, this is when it'll be done. And so he's always done that. He's doing it over and over for a lot of people. So the Liberty County Sheriff's Office would like to, at this time, recognize Mr. Doobie Hayes for his contributions to the citizens of Liberty County. And so we'd like to present him with this plaque, and it says, in recognition of Doobie Hayes, for your devotion, dedication, commitment, for your 40-plus years of serving others and the citizens of Liberty County. And we took a quote from Aristotle, which says, what is the essence of life? To serve others and to do good. And so we'd like to present you with this on behalf of the Liberty County Sheriff's Office and say thank you for all that you've done for the citizens of Liberty County. I appreciate it. A lot of people that, you know, I really appreciate this. It means a lot. But a lot of people I've told it, let me put your name in the paper. Let me do this.
you know, it ain't all about that. You know, it's all about helping, you know. Because I'm a firm believer, the man above gonna take care of your heads now. Thank y'all.
Sheriff, Doobie, can we get a picture? Kyle, do you want to come up?
No, you need to come up here.
Let's all get this.
No, I don't want to. We got to be front and center now.
Come on. Where we need to get in front of them in front.
Just take me in front, dude.
I'll take the knee. I'm shortest one.
You don't need to take me.
Long time, but.
Come on, Jason.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
That's awesome. That's gorgeous. That's awesome. Good stuff.
Maybe I got some pizza for you.
I'd love to get in on that.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, I still got a big meal for you.
Appreciate you.
No, I don't know what it's like.
Next is public comments. I don't think we had any. Next is item 4, superintendent's report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I tried to make that a little more serious, so I hope we got you, dude. Well deserved. We appreciate you. I got you a paper there. I've got a couple I'm going to add on here at the end, which are not necessarily need to be on there, but we'll have an emergency school board meeting next Monday. I've emailed all of y'all earlier this week, June 14th at 8 a.m. to hire new principals at Hosford Toller. Jeff and I will be conducting interviews this Friday at 8 o'clock here in my office. Our district leadership will begin leadership training with our principals on June the 22nd, and then in turn they'll start with their leadership teams at their schools. The last 2 days have been real full of professional development for implementation of the new BEST standards from the Florida Department of Education. We had trainings going on simultaneously. We had a big breakout room in here with teachers and also, and Lynn, I call it the IT library. I don't know, we were trying to figure out what to call the library, but IT's housed in there. So we now declare that to be the IT library. But I'm open to other suggestions. The training room? But IT's in there, so I was trying to merge the library and IT, so IT library. Okay. A couple of y'all have asked me even tonight. Eric Davis, our consultant with the New Market Tax Credit, he will be in town. He's flying in from Washington State on Tuesday. He's here primarily for Calhoun County because they have, thank you, Sheriff, they have obviously some applications in as well. And Jackson actually has an active application. They're helping Calhoun with when they do their new school. So we're actually ahead of them, but behind Jackson. But they'll be here on Wednesday, June 16th, and they'll meet with our district leadership here. Just kind of giving an update, but nothing real pressing, but he's mainly here for them. He continues to be very optimistic about our progress with funding. We'll be meeting with some companies this summer specializing in energy savings. If y'all remember, we did that a few years ago. That was discontinued. With the addition of a new high school, Sheila can tell you, our power bill is quite large. And so we have an issue with Florida Public. Their multiplier somewhere was off, and the bill was outrageous. And they're going to actually spread that out over 2 years to pay for it. It was crazy high. So we've got to figure out a way to save money. Obviously, when you add a whole new school, that's a whole different thing, and we're still running this school here. So what these power companies come in and do is they work on a budget neutral model. They come in and show you where you're losing energy stuff and those kind of items, whether it be computers, your air, and all that kind of stuff. But they come in, they try to get you back where you're saving money. We've got to do that. We've got to do that. New high school is an expensive thing, and we're, you know, this is the least efficient building here, so we've got to be careful, you know, that we're not overusing energy here at this old high school, which is now the district office. Land survey is completed by right. If you look over there, you'll see the survey sticks. So I was telling Boo or somebody, Jason, one of us, their air compressors, their compressors and their ACs are technically on our property, so we'll go back and get prorate that for their bid on our property to pay. No, I'm just playing. I went over there to see if they actually had the survey, and so they don't right now, so I'm waiting on that report, and we'll continue to move forward with that, but the survey is complete. I want to brag on our school graduations. They were well attended by the public. Both Toller and Hostridge graduations were just phenomenal. Turnout, I think our citizens, parents were ready to come back and get into some normal. The high school graduation was packed house, standing room only. So very proud of that. And everybody did a really good job at those graduations. Number eight, this could have been easily number one. We ended the school year with 10 straight weeks COVID-free. That's a real blessing, and we thank the good Lord for that. Last week, I met with our DOH leadership, Kelly King, Rachel Bright, about a federal funding source that they are receiving, very similar to ESSER money, almost CARES money. It was a huge pot that they're doing. And so there's a very broad range of what they can spend it on. One of the things that they put in there is some help maybe with an extra SRO. This will be a one-year endeavor. But I'll take it for a year. You know, any help we can get. There's a lot of things that can help supplant some salaries with our health staff that work in our clinics. So hopefully that'll free up general fund a little bit. Sheila will be very happy about that. So they won't know if they get funded, what they're going to get funded, but they just turned that in June 3rd. So I would expect probably sometime in the summer we'll find out what that's going to look like. And hopefully we do that. I did meet with the sheriff this morning. With Daryl leaving, we were talking about possibly looking at some different options for that if we can get that extra SRO. We're interviewing prospective LCHS boys basketball coaches this week. We have got some incredible applicants for that. Now, it may all be a bust, but we've got some great applicants, and I'm sitting in on some of them interviews. Just want to make sure they know how to break the press. Teacher breakfast, we've already planned it. I want to thank Stacy and Renee. They have jumped all over this teacher breakfast, and it's already planned for August 4th. Remember, we didn't have one last year, and so it looks like we'll go back to traditional. I think Michael's going to come in and cook some pancakes. So we've already got some sponsorships and a bunch of door prizes already in place. So August the 4th, which is the first day for teachers, and that'll be at Toller School. And so I just want to go ahead and tell you in advance, put that on your calendar. I don't know if any of y'all went by the football field lately, but Saturday they had a little, it's getting an overhaul. It looks like somebody went out there and done some donuts, but that's all by design. North Florida Sod has donated 15,000 square foot of new sod. And if you noticed, if you went to the spring game, they didn't have a lot of the hash marks, but they just had mainly the lines that went across field. You could see the dips. It has dipped since I played ball 30-something years ago. There's just some spots that really dip. So what they try to do is lift that sod up, and there was some bad sod in there, put some dirt over, and they'll do all that. And it'll be fine by football season, but it looks kind of rough right now. But that happens, and they should have all that. But all that was donated. So I appreciate Coach Jordan taking the lead on that. They worked a bunch. Probably had a semi-full of sod Saturday. Sad news. Liberty County lost a son. Anybody that graduates from this high school is one of us. And Marlon Black Jr. Passed away in an accident. His daddy was a great football player here, and Marlon was too. He played with my boy and a bunch of kids here in the last few years. He was a redshirt sophomore football player at Benedict College. He originally was at Tennessee State, I believe, but he was a 2018 graduate at Liberty County High School. You played with Marlon, I believe, too, his daddy. But y'all be sure to pray for Marlon and his mother, Etrus. I don't know how many of y'all know Etrus. I worked with her down at Donnie's camp. Sweet lady and that family. Also, we lost another great educator, Miss Todd Butler. And you can't talk about Miss Todd without talking about Mr. Jerry. Probably half of us up here got whippings by Mr. Jerry in industrial arts. But they were a blessing in Liberty County. And if you remember, he went down to Gulf County and served in the school down there, Port St. Joe High, back in the 80s. she became kind of the go-to for long-term subs. There was two or three of those retired teachers that would come back for these expectant mothers and teachers. So we just thought we'd do it with Miss Todd. So we just want to pray for Nicole and her and Miss Todd and Ms. Cranyons. But and also, I'll come back to 15. Number 16 I put on here, which is not on here, we need to have our final, and we do this every year. And again, I told you I was trying to keep these to it. We need to do our final end of fiscal year board meeting. We usually do that around the last day. So that'll be June 28th on Monday. And that'll be just last fiscal things, final budget amendments that Sheila and her staff need to make. And we'll probably have all of our new hires on that as well. And we are feverishly working on those, doing interviews as we speak. And that'll be at 8 a.m. if that's good for everybody. If that's not, we can reschedule.
On the 28th?
28th or 29th.
29th is better.
Is 29th better? Is that okay if we did it on Tuesday? Okay, we're flexible on that because we originally talked about 30th and Sheila was going to, you know, get a. Can we do it on the 29th? Y'all check your schedule.
Well, there's a special meeting on the 30th.
I'm moving the 30th to the 29th is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
To give her an extra day of preparation.
Okay.
If possible.
So the 29th.
29th on Tuesday.
Okay.
Okay. I'll send y'all out an email. We just kind of got to talk about that tonight.
Might be good enough, Miss Sheila, one day instead of two.
Okay, and then lastly, I'll be off next week. I'm going to try to take a little vacation time next week. Obviously, if you absolutely 100% positive, you know, just have to get up with me, you call me. If you don't, call Jeff. All right. Thank y'all.
Thank you, Mr. Petty. Next, item number 5, addition and correction to the agenda. Item A, we need a motion to add emergency item 9A, B, C, and D. Have a motion.
Motion,
Ms. Jody, second.
Second,
Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item B. Need a motion to addition and correction to consent item 7B. Have a motion.
Motion,
Ms. Jody, second.
Second,
Mr. Flower. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item C has been deleted. 8C and D.
You need a motion to delete.
Need a motion to delete. I'm sorry. Need a motion to delete 8C and D.
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second.
Second,
Mr. Block, Singletary. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item 6. Need a motion to approve the agenda for June 8th, 2021 with emergency item. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers. Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item 7. Need a motion to approve the following financial reports and transactions. Principal report for May 21. Financial statements for May 21. We do not have no budget amendments and bills and payrolls for May 21. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second,
Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item B, need a motion to approve June 8th, 2021 personnel consent table with additions and corrections. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second. Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item C, need a motion to approve revised salary schedule. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary. Second, Mr. Flower. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item D, need a motion to approve bus and van routes for the 21-22 school year. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore. Second, Mr. Flower. Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, it's my understanding each year we do this, you know, we're approving our bus routes. We've had some complaints about Sumatra and going down 123, and it's my understanding that the reason that was removed, Cotton Landing Road,
right.
Kevin, that was removed originally from that, from our bus route, is due to a statutory requirement, length of time on the bus, and, okay, can I get some comment, Kevin?
Mr. Hayes is one of the main ones that's behind it, the wear and tear on the bus, and the statute states that we don't have to go down any road that is off the normal bus route, that we can require them to come to a bus stop.
Okay. I just wanted, for the record, to know that's kind of the reasoning behind that and the condition of the road.
Yes. These dirt roads, we replace the $1,200 hoods.
Right.
Cannot hold up.
Okay.
The fiberglass and the shake and it just tears them up.
Okay.
We got some now. We put the plates under them, but both the mirrors back too because they're tearing out of the hood.
Right.
It's fiberglass. It's not made for that.
Right.
And understood. That's the reason. The state statute says we have to pay them if we wanted to, but if we didn't want to go down 67 anymore, we could require them to come to wherever we wanted to, reimburse them for mileage, but that is the statute. If anybody is off a normal route, normal road, you have the ability to do that.
Okay, understood. That's it.
Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item E, need a motion to approve the auditor general final report number 2021-205. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next action items, item A, need a motion to approve the opening and selection of sealed fuel gas bids for the 2021-22 fiscal year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flower. I think Ms. Renee says we had two. Two. This one is bid on petroleum products. Eli Roberts and Son. Brand name Murphy, octane 87, non-ethanol. Bidder's purchase price 2.2538 per gallon. Markup to remain firm at 0.12 per gallon. Selling price is 2.3738 per gallon. Suncoat, octane, 870 octane, non-ethanol. Bidder's price, purchase price is 2.22847. Markup to remain firm at 0.12. Selling price is 2.4047 per gallon. Valerio, bidder's price is 2.1506 per gallon. Markup to remain firm at 0.212 per gallon. Selling price is 2.2706 on that one. That was Eli Roberts. Numbers, a lot of numbers. And Bennett Eubanks Oil Company. Brand name, Motivia. Octane 87, E10. Bidder's purchase price, 2.1
$1.815 per gallon, markup to remain .12 per gallon, selling price $2.3015 per gallon. Number two, Mativia, octane 87, non-ethanol, bidder's purchase price $2.4315 per gallon, markup to remain firm at .12, selling price $2.5515 per gallon. Diesel fuel for the use in the bus, brand name Mativa. Bidder's purchase price was $2.162 per gallon, markup to remain firm .12 per gallon, selling price $2.282 per gallon. Eli Roberts.
We have him. The board has a policy that says local gets preference.
That's right.
It's both county preference. Y'all got to make that decision.
What is the board concerned?
What is Eli Roberts? What is the problem?
Tallahassee.
Yeah.
They've been good to us now, so I'm not saying anything about that.
It's not exactly
they brought us fuel back here for someone when we wasn't going to have it, and they brought it to us. Or they brought somebody else. So they're very good
company. Local preference in our policy? I'm going to look at that. Local preference in our policy?
Has been.
Mm-hmm. I need to review that.
What is the selling? What is the selling cost
on
both of them?
Selling price.
This is what we need to look at out there. Selling price. What they're going to sell it to us for, whether the markup or whatever it is.
They're going to be low.
Yeah.
Eli Roberts is going to be the lowest guy per gallon. I mean,
the markup's the same, but it costs less.
Right.
It depends on the time, what day and time they.
You can't go by the lowest quote today.
Right.
You have to go by market price.
Well, they.
Because, right, if Eli pulled it when the rack price was lower, his overall price would be lower. So you got to go by markup.
Depends on when they pulled their price.
That's right. Depends on
difference.
When they pulled the rack price.
Well, they're all
the same day, then you're not comparing apples to apples.
Okay.
You have to go with market.
I got, Ms. Bailey, I got your, okay, so our policy under 6,000 under finances, 6450 local purchasing. School board recognizes its position as a major purchaser in the community. While its intention is the board to purchase materials and supplies quality at the lowest possible cost through widespread competition, which is what this was, if all other considerations are equal, the board prefers to purchase from businesses located in Liberty County. Local businesses, so it's Liberty County, and it's 5%. So when awarding a contract to have materials printed, the district shall grant a preference to the lowest responsible and responsive vendor having a principal place of business in Florida. Now, this is, there's a, it's also, well, they're both in Florida, so that won't matter. Preference shall be 5%. If it's a Florida purchase, there is no percent on Liberty County. It just says that we can, if all considerations are equal, the board prefers purchase from Liberty County, you can as a local business.
So there is no price preference for Liberty County?
It's basically,
it's
the
equal.
To me, Jackson may clarify, basically if everything being equal, you can go with your Liberty County folks. 6450.
Okay. What is the board's wish?
So I prefer to stay with who we are right now. I mean, you don't know. It's the same way for either one of them.
Same markup, both of them. I mean,
like Kevin already said, they haven't had any problems or anything.
And the reason you banks didn't turn them in last time, they got turned in, for like we, I personally call them, so sign on sign, just got.
Are we of the understanding, now let me make sure, because this is my very first time. So the low bid was Bennett, correct? Eubanks?
Eli Roberts.
Okay, Eli Roberts.
Overall, right?
Yeah.
And that was our basis of award, was the overall, not per. Okay. And they're responsive and responsible. I assume they're responsible, but they've been doing business with us for years, but they're responsive to our bid. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. As long as it's in the guidance with the bid, and you know, I'm good with it.
Yeah, they've been real good to us. So.
Well, it again, you know, it's competitive. We've done the bid. The bid stands. So.
What if I agree with what Superintendent said, as far as in this case, I don't think there would be anything that would tip in favor of either of these two under these circumstances.
Yeah. All in favor for the low bidder, Eli Roberts?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Eli Roberts. Next item B. Need a motion to approve master resolution and contract for district participation in Panhandle Area Educational Consortium, PAEC, Central Service 21 through 22 for the following resolutions. Membership Service, Professional Development Center, PDC, Curriculum Support Service, Human Resource Support Service, Gateway Educational Computing Consultants, and Student Data Services. I have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Item C's been deleted. Item D's been deleted. And we'll move on to item E. Need a motion to approve Apalachicola Forest Youth Camp request to use two school buses for transportation of students and staff during emergency evacuation for the 21-22 school year. To have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore. Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item F. Need a motion to approve engagement letter between Liberty County School Board and Alice Ann Pedosa, CPA, PA, for consulting services for the fiscal year ending June the 30th, 2021. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morse. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item G. Need a motion to approve contract service agreement between the Florida State University and Liberty County School District for the 21-22 school year. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody, second.
Second.
Mr. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item H. Need a motion to approve the agreement between Liberty County School Board and Gold Star Private Academy for the 21-22 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item I. Need a motion to approve the ESSER Best High Quality Curriculum for Reading Grant budget period of 1st to 1st, 21 through the 7th, 31st, 22. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Motion.
Mr. Flowers.
Yeah.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item J. Need a motion to approve the letter of agreement between Liberty County School Board and Frontline Technologies Groups, LLC, DBA, Frontline Education, formerly known as Acilify, to provide all of the products, services, and or technical assistance that are necessary in order for the school district to submit appropriate claims to the state of Florida Medicaid program and state children's health insurance program. With respect to the cost it incurs in providing claimable health-related services to the exceptional student education students for the 21-22 school year. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers. Second, Mr. Moore.
Thanks, Jody.
Oh, Jody, I'm sorry. Jody? Any discussion?
I just got, who does this go to when there's a claim of this or anything of that? Who is the contact for this?
My office.
Yours?
We contract with the company.
Okay, thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item K, need a motion to approve Panhandle Area Education Consortium Participated District Focused Software License Agreement to commence June the 1st, 2021 and continue until June the 30th, 2026. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item L, need a motion to approve the Panhandle Area Educational Consortium Contract Agreement for Liberty Virtual for 21 through 22 school year, including fee structure. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item M, need a motion to approve the Memorandum of Understanding between Northwest Florida Health Network and Liberty County School Board. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore. Second, Mr. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item N, need a motion to approve Florida School Board Association Board Docs LT Licensing Fee and Services Invoice for Liberty County District School for July the 1st, 21 through June the 30th of 22. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Jason. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item O. Need a motion to approve agreement between the School Board of Liberty County, Capital Health Plan Incorporated, World Class Schools of Leon County Incorporated, and Titus Sports Academy LLC for the 21-22 school year, which starts July the 1st, 2021, and ends June the 30th, 2022. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flower. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item P.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
We need, just got informed, we need to pull delete P for right now.
All right. Need a motion to delete item P?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore. Second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item Q. Need a motion to approve nomination of a FSBA District Adversary Committee Representative for the term of July the 1st, 2021 through June the 20th, 2022. And have a nomination?
I'd like to nominate Ms. Bailey.
I'll second.
Who's that?
Ms. Bailey.
Ms. Bailey? All in favor?
Wasn't you in last year, Ms. Bailey?
Yeah, it's only been like 5 months.
That's what I was thinking.
She ain't got. All in favor?
2 seconds.
Yes, I did.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item R. Need a motion to approve nomination of SSBA District Adversary Committee alternate representative for the term of July the 1st, 2021 through June the 30th, 2022.
I nominate Mr. Flowers.
Mr. Flowers? All in favor, say aye.
I didn't hear nobody say it.
Can we back up just a minute, please?
Ms. Jody, who seconded?
I'll second.
I got me all. Can we back up?
Yeah, we good.
Oh, okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, emergency item. Item A. Need a motion of hiring two interventionist teachers for the 21-22 school year. Danielle Summers at Toller, Jessica Petty at Hoster Elementary and Junior High. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Motion carries. Next is item B. Need a motion to approve request to create a vocational teaching position at Liberty County High School. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Flowers, second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item C. Need a motion to approve request to advertise a vocational teaching position at Liberty County High School for the 21-22 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second, Mr. Jason. Any discussion?
Yeah, I just kind of want to know, we say vocational, and we talked a little bit about it.
Right.
What are we, in this position, what are we looking at?
What we're going to do is put a job description together. We're looking at construction management, so we need to, this will be a new position, so
right.
We need to tweak the, we've got to create a job description for it. We'll bring that back before y'all probably at the end of the month to approve that job description for that. But right now we just need to get somebody in, but that's what it's for. It'll be a construction management position. Gage's been working on some curriculum, and I'm excited about it.
Yeah,
we definitely
need him too.
It's going to be a good thing. Yeah.
We need him.
Yes.
Kyle, will this be part of the funding that we receive from
yes.
the legislature?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Gotcha.
Absolutely. And the big thing now, we need to get an instructor. Gage's working on the curriculum, you know, what kind of curriculum as far as books and whatnot. And then we need to get some POs going for equipment. So, yeah. And the money don't come in until July 1st. Right. And she won't loan us any money till then. So, but no.
Will this be a 10-month position? Or?
This will be a 10-month position. Correct.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next, item D. Need a motion to approve memorandum of understanding between Career Source, Chipola, Calhoun, Holmes, Jackson, Liberty, and Washington County School Districts. Florida Panhandle Technical College Adult Education Programs to automatically renew on July the 1st of each year of the grant cycle or until canceled by either party as set forth in Article 4. Need a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All right, next is school board member item, Mr. Flower.
Just a couple of things. I know Kyle told us that the guy coming next week to talk about our money just a little bit.
Yes, sir.
And I know we discussed, you know, we got projects on the blackboard that we all concerned about doing. February's not that far away if we get approved.
Right.
We need to probably, I think Kevin's got the list, you may have it. It probably needs to go with all the board members and list. We need to be coming up with some priorities on it because hopefully we get the money to do everything on it, but we all know how that works.
The other thing too, I agree with you, and Kevin and I talked, probably at the July meeting, I'd like to go ahead and put out an RFP for a construction manager and yeah. architectural. That way, once you get the money, you don't have to go through that whole process.
Right.
What you're saying is have everything identified, ready to go. We've already got the engineer and the construction people in place for whatever we need.
Yeah.
Whether we use them or not,
right.
we've got the infrastructure in place, having
right.
them. So we'll probably, I'll do that at the July meeting, and Kevin and I have discussed that. That'd be the most time-efficient way to do that. And then that'll give us time, exactly. We can do some workshops. I think we need some workshops on those projects. I think we're probably all going to be in agreement. We know the list hasn't changed.
Yeah.
You know, it's tweaking a little bit, but it's pretty much the same stuff that Kevin had on there 2 years ago that needs
yeah.
finishing and doing.
I just want to make sure that we don't lose no money
right.
because
right.
we wasn't ready to,
right.
to move.
Right. That would be our biggest thing in trying to get something done is not having those approvals yet. You
yeah.
know, so we want to make sure all that's in place.
I just kind of wanted to mention that.
Mm-hmm.
I know everybody's been busy and everything.
Yep, absolutely.
I'm a little more construction than I am education, really. and I appreciate the job everybody does on their part.
Yes, sir.
And school buses, this is something, I know we talked about getting some new school buses and some new vehicles for our, we need to look, I think we've got $5,000 in the budget for new vehicles. $5,000 don't buy a whole lot right now. I'm trying to buy an earned refrigerator. I can't even find a refrigerator to buy.
Yeah.
I mean, things are getting hard to come by, so
right.
We may have to look at putting a little more money in to get us some decent vehicles. I had something else right there. I don't know.
We're talking about vehicles. That Ford that's sitting up here at the parts house had 200,000 miles on it. They want a $14,000 car.
Yeah, that's
so
what
you can't buy anything that's any good for $5,000, for $10,000.
Oh, the other thing, you know, we're short on teachers, hiring teachers and stuff. We're going to be short on bus drivers coming up. We probably need to sit down and kind of workshop something on how we can encourage people to, we can recruit people for these positions.
Kevin came up with a good idea on that, and I think it's a savings to the district, and it's a savings on retirement, it's a savings on that, is to use existing staff, and we've got a few that do that. What's the fee, is it 8 or 10? 8?
10.
Is it 10 that we pay them? We pay them a $10,000 supplement, which is cheaper than, you know, having another position.
Right.
But right now, bus drivers are premium. Kevin and them, they drive about every day.
Yeah.
So if you have some staff, it'll do a couple things. Those people are already coming to work. If they can catch a route in the morning, route in the evening, it's a savings as opposed to having to hire an extra person to come in and then have to sub for them when they're out. That's something I think.
Are we paying some already like that, Kevin?
Yes, sir.
Supplement?
Mm-hmm. Right. So I'm going to show you for instance right now. We're paying Ms. Shieldwell from
okay.
that. She's custodian at
right.
pre-K. Kenny O'Brien and Trey have drove every day.
Yeah.
I drove the last 3 days. We paying them $65 a day to sub, which comes up to $11,700. So Kenny's made that for 2 years, year and a half. Where if we would give him the supplement, which I don't want him to have it because then I lose all my subs if I put him and Trey on the bus.
Yeah.
But it saves the district money if we have to.
Yeah.
And I'm a sub left as myself, Mr. Willis helped, and Mr. Davis helped tremendously.
Well, let me ask you this. I want to say some teachers asked me about subbing,
mm-hmm.
and we couldn't let them sub.
It can't overlap with their work responsibilities.
Right.
That's the main thing.
You know, if we could get Mr. Casale, he asked me, he wanted to do one of the routes, make the supplement. And then, of course, the union is the prop, you know, just like he said, overlap. If we can come up with some way for a teacher to be able to do it and their regular work day,
I know there's some out there that wants to do it.
And it'll be a negotiable item with the teachers union. We'll have to sign off on all that and all that kind of stuff. But I think it's a cost saving measure for sure.
Oh yeah. And it would help the ones that really needed it if they want to do the little extra work.
Like Mr. Petty and I talked, they already come into work so you can sort of, you know, they already believe it.
Oh yeah. I just want to make sure we're trying to get ahead of the curve on not showing up in the first of next year, not having no bus drivers and no teachers.
I've had a couple more talk to them about retiring, and one of them said if something happens, they gone. So that's going to be three.
Yeah.
And I'll be right full time.
Yeah.
You know, we got to do something.
Yeah, we probably need to do some brainstorming.
So we don't know this county like this now.
I know.
Right. Every county in the state of Florida. Like
yeah, every one of them around here like.
But a lot of them don't do the supplement. Like I told them in meetings, and they all want to do that. They said that's how to solve some of the problem.
Yeah.
Another thing I'd like us to, you know, it's one of those things you gotta, you have addition by subtraction. I talked to Bobby Pierce, Wakulla. They give bonuses for those who don't miss.
Yeah.
What they do is they do a lottery every month, and they give. This is Wakulla, but every month. $1,250 bonus a month for those who, now, they got a lot more buses. And whoever doesn't miss, they put their name in a hat, and they stir the pot and pull out a name.
If you done it, $250, $500, it'll change the outlook.
$1,250 a month.
If you can't get them to school.
Franklin does it for teachers.
Mm-hmm. I think we should, definitely teachers get involved here would solve a lot of problems.
Yeah.
Like Mr. Casale here. He could still coach football, softball, whatever he wanted to, because he would only miss about 30 minutes of practice, actual practice, by the time the kids get dressed and get out there. Because we got most of the bus routes an hour. That's what our goal was back, several years ago, trying to keep them an hour because state statute says 50 minutes.
Yeah.
And so they wouldn't miss much of the teaching day, and they wouldn't miss much of practice if they had coached. It just, if it hadn't been for Mr. Willis and Mr. Davis this year, we'd be in trouble. Yeah. So I was driving, Trey King, everybody we had was driving, and we had to call them in, and they kept us out of the bus.
Yeah.
And Miss Susan Davis, not going to Tallahassee, has kept us out of the bus.
How hard is it to get a license?
It ain't easy.
That's what I thought.
Jeff and I are going to go back and get ours. I have CD. I think we both have CD, but we don't have the bus endorsement, so we got to do the extra 40 hours to get the bus endorsement. In case we need to fill in on one of those.
We sent a person to TCC. They failed. Alcala sent three. They failed.
Yeah. It used to be pretty easy.
It ain't it's not. So it's I've not. Got
it's right out here with Mr. J. So, Fairclough.
Yeah.
I talked to the guy in Walton County. I know it's a little ways over there, but they have their own tester. Everything. They said they would test for us. TCC wants you to, or Lively, they want you to take their whole course. It's what it amounts to. They want you to use their trainer, their tester, their everything. And that's just the bottom line.
What would the school be willing to eat some of that cost for somebody that already works here? Like a teacher?
Doing what?
The
We can do it here. It's where they do the checkout test.
It's when they do the actual physical
the road test.
Road test, right? Road test.
For Miss Hall over there, any one of these three ladies, they failed them on a universal joint. You got name that universal joint. There's a bunch of men don't even know where it's at.
Yeah.
Why does a bus driver need to know what a universal joint is?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
You got is a strap tied on the universal joint.
There
ain't that many people. Yeah. I know it, of course. Mr. Morris knows it, but there ain't that. That's how hard it is. If you don't say it perfectly right, you fail. That's Lively. And Walton County, they understand it's bus drivers and it's ladies. They still have to do it, but if you miss one word, you can go back and correct yourself, and they say, okay. That's the difference. You still have to know it all, but it's, they don't mind letting
you show you a little grace.
Yeah.
They give you a little grace. So I've got that set up. They don't charge us. They do Jackson County for free. I'm trying to get our district for them to do with us for free testing. $500. I think it's 500. They went in 500 pieces. So 250 or 500. I think it's 500.
Tim, when I was teaching way back, my mother was teaching, but I did a bus driving thing because at the time it was required to be coached anything. But Coach Solomon, or Greg Solomon, did the thing here. I think it was over the summer. And we came and did it. And then Earl McLaughlin did the test. Can we not do that kind of thing?
All them rules has been changed now. You have to train and test so many people a year or you can't do it anymore. That's what they was doing, is eliminating little districts and doing their own.
Yeah.
That's all it amounts to. That's
what they money maker.
That's probably not the best way to do it.
So I talked to Stephanie, William Hotlines, and I met their transportation director and talked to him first, then I talked to Stephanie. And so I've got it set up where we order a test. So it's more related to buses like we drive. Well, up there, they do log truck, they do everything. It's totally different than
Well, on the, in Walton, do we have to carry equipment over there? I mean, are we?
We have to take our own bus.
So you'd have to take one bus, and how many of the people are going to test?
A licensed CDL holder has to go with them because they legally can't drive by themselves.
Right.
Could you contract with them to come over here?
That's what I was thinking, fixing now.
Maybe, but if it's free, you'd be better off driving over there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we'll do it for us.
We pay their per diem.
I'm just setting up where we do multiple at a time, that way we can drive it and take two or three.
Well, if we paid their per diem, if we, when you negotiate or talk to the guy, just ask him, if we paid your per diem to come over here and it'd be one person coming this way versus three or four going that way with our bus. So just, you know, logistics wise. See, sometimes they'll do it.
Mr. Summers, the board, y'all approved that, I think Ms. Hall just got the list. You give everybody $250 and send it to keep their license. And we still had people this year that have got it.
Mm-hmm.
We have no backup. Very few coaches have. Mm-hmm. Very few. And they help too. I mean, they drive field trips. They do. I mean, everybody helps that has it, but we need new ones.
Yeah.
Kevin, if you went with a $10,000 thing, could you consider even splitting it, like somebody split around, like somebody did?
Well, we did talk about that. I had mentioned respect to some of the bus drivers and myself. Uh-huh. We have talked about that. Because some, Miss Tula, for instance, her daughter was gone and she didn't have a babysitter. She couldn't drive her morning route, but she could drive her evening. Yeah. So we were splitting routes.
Yeah.
You know, that's like coaches. Season's not in, they can make a drive the evening and the other one drive the, you know, rotate.
Right.
Split it up, 3 months, you know, whatever. When their seasons are off, we're going to have to get creative.
Yeah.
Quickly.
Yeah, that's what I'm. Okay, that's created enough discussion.
Hi, Miss Judy.
I said I didn't have anything. Of course I do. The fence, PO at the high school. What do I have to do? The fence.
We're waiting on them.
Yeah.
It's done. I mean, the money's there.
Still hadn't.
Waiting on them to come over and do it.
Miss Bailey, you can't get nobody to do nothing.
Well, it took 6 months to get it at Hofford, so I know what you're saying. I mean, and that was one panel.
Good, Miss Gracious. Okay, just have to ask. And congratulations to, I guess, all of us on the legislative funding. Governor signed the budget, and I know, Kyle, you didn't put that in your superintendency, so, but I'm just so excited. I can't say enough. First time for everything, and we gonna use that money in a good place. So,
that's right.
Congratulations, everybody, working on that. That's all I got.
I'm good, Mr. Singletary.
I'm good.
Mr. Moore.
I'm just going to see from last week. Did we get anywhere with spraying over there at Poison Ivy?
I'm going to send Mike Murphy over there. Mm-hmm. He came by the office today, so we'll line him up, go over and do a little cleanage. We're a little short-staffed over there right now.
And the other thing, adding on to what Ms. Jody said with the signing of the budget, that money's really going to help from what we lost from tax, losing the tax revenue. I mean, that half-cent sales tax that we didn't get approved, that hurt. This helps some.
Right. That's right.
So. And let me add on that. We've had 2 years before we could put that back on the ballot, correct?
Well, yeah, we can get it on the next cycle.
Not this one, but the next. Okay.
Yeah, 2022
ballot. Yeah. Okay. All right.
That was not lobbying enough.
Wasn't advertised.
Yeah, it will be this time.
It will be this time.
And there, you know, there's some prohibitions on what y'all can say.
Right. Well,
but like the teachers' union can get behind it. They can lobby for it.
I think it's education.
It is. We're in the education business.
I think we need to educate people on what it really was about.
They thought it was a new tax.
Right. They thought it was an addition too, and it wasn't.
They understood.
Yeah.
And letting everybody know what kind of money that was tied to, what it was used for, and we lost it.
It did pay for this new high school. I've got to come up with $212,000 to pay the final payment to DOE next year.
But again, again, education. Just getting people to understand. Sorry, Mr. Chairman.
No, that's fine. Anything else?
The last thing, the teacher's breakfast, August 4th. What time is that at?
8.
8 a.m.?
8 a.m.
That's all I have.
All right. Any closing comment?
Florida State. College women's champion.
Go know.
Don't know.
Need a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Mr. McMorris, second. Singletary, meet adjourn.